No one would be putting brick upon brick, and then someone would come and say, excuse me, what are you building?
You know, I have no idea.
It would be foolish. They would take that person away and put him in a safe place with rubber walls. The clearer your picture, the better you build. And the clearer your target, the more you are apt to hit it.
Aloha and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero. Yesterday, we began a message on faith, hope, and love. And we learned that hope is picturing God's plan for your life before it even comes to pass. Faith is living your life as if it already has. Well, today we're going to be talking about love, and Pastor Wayne is going to challenge us to love someone intentionally. Here he is with part two of the message, Setting Your Course.
So the first, in order to apprehend now the unprecedented opportunities of this new decade, is to have the right philosophy. Everyone say that, the right
philosophy.
The second is this, not only the right philosophy, but we have to have the right
attitude.
The right attitude. I'm convinced that life is made up of 10% what happens to you, 90% how you respond to what happens to you. Because there's a lot of things you can't control, but how you're gonna deal with that. Some people say to me, Wayne, do you have a bad attitude? All the time, but I have to correct it. You'll correct it and get that right attitude again and again and again. Real simple, here's two places in your life you'll have to have a good attitude towards. And number one is towards your past. Your past. You need to feel right about your past. How do you do that? How do you have a right attitude about your past? Every single one of us are gonna go through struggles, but make your past useful. It's important that you make your past useful. Past experiences, past victories, even more so, past losses and past failures. Review it, reflect on it, see where you went wrong, correct it, and then invest that lesson into your future. Reflect on your past, correct it, garner the lesson, invest it in your future. If you don't, your past will eat your future. It will take from your future and put it into your past. Either you're gonna take your past and invest it in your future, or your future will be eaten up and be put in your past. It depends on your attitude towards your past. Some people say, Wayne, what about you? Do you make mistakes? I do, but the better question is this, what do you do with those mistakes? When you have a mistake, you make a mistake, I dissect it as best I can. Find out what went wrong, what did I do, what can I change, how can I become better? And then I just wring that mistake of every lesson I can get out of it. And I throw that carcass over my shoulder and I don't give it another thought. And I take that lesson and I invest it in my future. That way you can leverage off your past to increase your future. I say it this way. Make your past, or use your past, as one of your mentors. Use your past as one of your mentors. If your past was a person, put it into a, just personify your past, what kind of person would your past be? Would it be a critic, a skeptic? Would your past be someone always demeaning you? You did this, you did that. Remember this, remember this. Is it someone that would cause you to never forget the mistakes and the foibles and the speed bumps that you hit? Is that the kind of person your past would be? If it is, fire them. Get rid of that person and put someone in its place. And what would that be? It would be an advisor. It would be a teacher. Let your past become one of your mentors. Then you can take the lessons that you learned from a mistake that you made, a problem that you went through, a snafu in a relationship. Figure out what went wrong. Remember this, if you'll change, everything will change for you. If you'll change, everything will change for you. Learn that lesson. I put it into little quotes like that so I can remember, and then I invest it in my future. to increase my future. Leverage off your past. If you don't, your past will leverage off your future and it'll be gone. So a right attitude, you have to have a right philosophy and a right attitude towards your past. It's very important that you make it a mentor to you, but also not only your past, but your future. Your future. You've got to have the right attitude toward your future. If your future were a person, personify your future, what kind of person would your future be? Would it be someone that said, well, I don't know what's happening. Well, I don't know what's going to happen to you. Well, I don't know. I was shrugging their shoulders at your future. Or like, oh, I don't know, scared. I'm real scared. I don't know if you should risk that. Just hang on to what you got. Hang on to what you got. What kind of person is your future? If it's that kind of person, get rid of them. You know what your future should be? A cheerleader, someone that advises you, someone that coaches you, someone that says, hey, we learned this before. Let's put it into play now. You need a coach for your future, someone who will guide you. Now, even though I'm using that metaphor, you know what I just told you? I told you this. The Holy Spirit is supposed to be the one who is your future. The Bible says it this way. When he ascended, he said, I will give you the Holy Spirit and he will guide you into all truth. Let the Holy Spirit be the one that will help you to increase your future. Now, here's where I'm coming to now. Remember those virtues we were talking about? Here's what I want to challenge you to do. I want to challenge you to not take your future casually. Your future is you. It's your potential. And I want you to design it well as God would design it. Let me say it this way. No one would build a house by just nailing one board to another and putting one brick on top of another and thinking, what does that look like? Let's try this. No one would start to build a house unless the house were already finished in his or her mind. And so what they do is they take the design of that house, what it should look like, and they draw it out. They take it to a draftsperson. They edit it, amend it. They think through it, think about everything about the house. And then they take it to an architect. And then it goes through the building committee or the city until all the codes are fit into it. It probably takes as long to plan out a house as it takes to build the house. They put in tons of energy into the blueprint. Once you get the blueprint, then you start to build. Now, with that in mind, I want you to see this scripture. Now let's read this scripture as it comes up. Would you read it with me? Go. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things. Now let's read that again. Go. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hold that in your mind. How did this auditorium come into be? Well, it's because someone saw it when this was still a vacant lot. In fact, they saw this campus and this auditorium so clearly that they could even draw a picture of it. So where is it? Oh, it's beautiful. Look at it. Yeah, but I don't see it. Oh, yeah, that one day the substance will be there. But here's the evidence. It's still unseen. Faith is the substance of things what? The evidence of things. This is it here. Hope isn't some pie in the sky wishful thinking. Hope is seeing something so clearly you can draw a picture of it. You can write it down. Now, a lot of times, our futures are embarked upon with no blueprint. And if you have no hope, how are you going to build it in faith? You're just looking for whatever chance, coincidence might come your way. No one would be putting brick upon brick And then someone would come and say, excuse me, what are you building?
You know, I have no idea.
It would be foolish. They would take that person away and put him in a safe place with rubber walls. The clearer your picture, the better you build. And the clearer your target, the more you are apt to hit it. I want to encourage you to take time, and it's more than 5 minutes, but take time to plan out what you think God has for a preferred future for you as a mother, you as a father, you as a businessman, you as a student, you as a grandfather, a grandmother. What would God have for your year? You say, well, I don't know. How do you know? Here it is. What would you like your life to be? What would you like your future to hold? How's about for your health, your physical shape? What about your finances? What about your relationships? Write them all down. Write what you think would be a preferred future. What kind of books would you like to read? Write them down. What kind of people would you like to meet? Who would you like to have dinner with? What kind of person would you like to become? Your thinking, your intellect, your ability to communicate, all of these things. Write them down. I actually, by the way, I write these things down all the time. I have a life planner. If you can't see it, but I write a whole bunch of stuff down in here of all the things that the Lord would have me to do. I even have monthly points of obedience, people that I need to meet with, that I'd like to see, to be a part of, books that I want to read. I wanted to do another doctorate degree because I love to read. And so I had that in my last year's planner. This year it started. And so I'm actually doing it. I'm reading the books, doing some reports, all of those things. If it's just here, don't trust your memory. Write it down. Get it written down. I even have it on my phone. I open up my cell phone and it has a little post-it thing that's in digitally embedded into it. And it has what I want to do this next year. I have it on my computer, on the desktop. I even write it in my journal. About 6 times a year, I'll revisit it and edit it and change it. It's like, because you see, you got to get the blueprint just right. Because now I can walk in faith. See, this is the substance. Faith is the what? Substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. When Disney World came to be, they were dedicating it. And one of the men said to Mrs. Disney, "Whew, I wish Walt were here to see this." She smiled and said, "He did see this. That's why it's here." See, we wouldn't have a race where there's no course. On your mark, get set, bang, and they run. Just run anywhere. Just run, 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 run. That would be crazy. But we do that with our lives. We live our lives far more casually than someone who's building a little house. And your life is eternally more important. My goal in today's message is that when you leave this place, you will never think casually about your life or future. The clearer you have it down, the more you'll be able to build with faith and set your course in obedience. Because if you don't have a plan, how do you know, even if you're building correctly? So faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Get it so clear that you can even draw a picture of it. What would you like to be? What would you like to do? Books that you want to read. How would you like your family? What about your marriage? Any things about your life, your thinking, your marriage that you'd like to improve, write those down. In fact, in your notes, you will have a little test for you. Take a look at, some of these may not apply to some of you that aren't married, etc., but take a look at these, and the ones that do fit, rate yourself last year on a scale of 1 to 10. Where were you? How'd you do in this, in this, in this? Now, don't just say, oh, 10, 10, 10. Yeah. You're not Jesus Christ. So get it real. It might be a 2. It might be a 3. And then where would you like it this next year? What you have in your hands is just a starting tool to get you thinking. Now, this is what I'd like to do. And then write it down. Don't trust your memory. Write it down. The clearer you articulate, the clearer you draw your target, the more apt you are to hit it. And now I have hope for my future. Otherwise, you don't have hope. You have dreaming. You have wishful thinking. But hope is an anchor to our soul. So that when I build, I can build with faith. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Where's that auditorium? It's going to be beautiful. Where is it? It's going to be right here. I don't see it. Here it is. It's going to be beautiful. Now you build with faith. So you fill your life with hope and faith. And the motivation, because I love what God wants to do with my future, what He wants to do through me and in me. For the virtues are faith, hope, and love. Now, as we come to a close, you want to know the miracle piece? Everybody say, I'm ready to know. You want to know the miracle piece? Here it is. Action. Action. If you don't have action, it stays as good intentions. Now, these won't be in your notes, so just write them down. So, action. In fact, you can even put the word down, labor. Labor pains comes out of this. Mothers have to go through labor. Now, why would a young potential mother want to go through labor pains? You know why? Because she knows that it produces new life. It is your action, not your intention, that will produce new life. It will be your labor, not your leisure, that will produce new life. And so you've got to be willing to take action. You've got to put muscle to it. Otherwise, I'll have this blueprint in my drawer for years, but it won't materialize because faith is the substance of things hoped for. God wants our future to not be in good intention. He wants it to materialize. The miracle piece is action. That finishes off hope. That brings hope into reality. Action, labor, labor pains. It brings new life to your relationships, new life to your marriage, new life to friendships, new life to your job, your future. It produces new life. It's action. And so when you leave this place, my goal and desire is that you will be able to build in faith because you have hope. And hope isn't wishful thinking. In fact, read this with me. Go. Faith is building daily from the blueprint of hope. Yep. See, you don't have hope unless you're taking the time to say, this is what I'd like to be. This is what will please God. This is what will be beneficial and optimum for me, my relationship with Christ, my influence on my family, whatever it might be. And now I start putting that into daily activity and I build with faith. How can I walk in faith if I have no hope? So this is not mystical, it's substantial, because this season before us holds unprecedented opportunity, and I want you to take advantage of it. But it's going to require the right philosophy, because you're going to have setbacks and crises, but you have to look at it correctly, have the right philosophy. Is it going to be remembered as the great recession, or is it going to be remembered as the recession that made us great? And have the right attitude towards your past. Make it one of your mentors and your future. Build with hope. And when you fill your life with faith and hope, it will start to produce a fantastic future. There's going to be people at the end of your notes that you'll want to write down that you're going to love intentionally. That's all a part of your plan. Who do I want to love intentionally? Who do I want to spend time with? What kind of people do I want to be with? What kind of person do I want to become? Now you have hope, and now you build daily in faith from the blueprint of hope. That's why this church is called New Hope. When Christ comes into your heart, you have a new blueprint, a new future. And now we walk in faith because hope becomes an anchor to our soul. And we can do it. Action. Action. Let's stand together as we conclude. Now remember, the miracle piece is action. I encourage you to go home, write it down. It'll take you 10, 15 tries at this. Edit it, amend it, rethink it. If you're a young student, what would you like to be? What would you like to pursue? Write them all down. And then you've got marching orders. Take time to do it. And watch. This time next year, you'll turn around and you'll be able to say, this has been one of the best years of my life. Let's pray. Thanks, Father, for your grace on our lives. Thank you for leading us forward, that we're going to make our past one of our mentors. We'll make it useful and we'll invest it into increasing our future. But we'll work on it so that it is clearly defined so that we can walk by faith. But faith goes with hope. So, Lord, give us these great virtues, faith, hope, love. Our motivation isn't selfishness, it's love. And when we understand these things, we become a people with a future and a hope. May it be so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you thank God with a clap offering? Go ahead.
You have just heard the conclusion of a message entitled Setting Your Course by Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Thank you for listening. Until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.
I tell college students, now that you're in college, don't be lazy about reading. Get into it. Learn all that you can because you're paying tuition. And you know what? When you graduate, you will graduate broke. But you know what's worse than graduating broke? It's graduating dumb. Graduating broke and dumb. Now that's bad. Broke is bad enough. But you're gonna graduate broke and dumb. Oh my goodness. That's probably the worst. Unless you're ugly, then you're... Oh,
What if there were a place where you could discover, develop, and fulfill your dreams? That place is New Hope Christian College.
New Hope Christian College is a place where everyone knows everyone. Your teachers really do care about you, they want you to succeed, and they're willing to partner with you to do whatever it takes to make that happen.
The education that I've received at New Hope has really equipped me to graduate market ready.
No matter where you come from, New Hope Christian College is a place where you can come to find community.
There's a place for you at New Hope Christian College. For more information, go online to newhope.edu or call 1-800-322-2638. New Hope Christian College, a place where dreams are released.